Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, good morning. We're Three Dudes with a View, another rainy morning. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. The West 7th drag strip is wide open. The lights turn green all the way from Garden Street to where the West 7th splits out there at Williamsport Pike and the Hampshire Pike. And all you got to do is just floor it, and you got a 60-mile-an-hour ride right out West 7th Street. Or coming back the other way, doesn't make any difference. Those lights stay green for like 3, 4, 5 minutes, you know.
I couldn't get across this morning. I parked across the street. That took me forever to get out of the car to just cross the street.
Oh, it's dangerous to pull out of Walker Street because the cars are whizzing by so fast. And it's deliberately, the lights are timed that way to deliberately set up a high-speed corridor. And
so people can
that's exactly what we need in downtown Columbia is a high-speed corridor. All right, dude number two, Clayton Harris. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, is coming in. Can you hear us, Mr. York? He's going to be here in a minute. Regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews. How are you?
Good morning. So good to be here. And I tell you, I have seen the most gorgeous irises in this town in the last few days.
Everything's in bloom.
Oh, it's so awesome. Just so awesome.
It is gorgeous. Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. All right, I got a message about our show yesterday. One of the things we were talking about is in Dearborn, Michigan, which has almost a predominantly or entirely a Muslim population of illegal immigrants. Yesterday or the day before, thousands were rallying, shouting death to America. No, it wasn't Iran. It was right here in America, Michigan. And one of our listeners writes, though, we've got Ron Hart, too. Ron Hart, good morning.
Ronnie. Good morning, everybody.
Native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate of Columbia Central High School. All right. Speaking of death to America, freedom of speech discussion on yesterday's Three Dudes program. I didn't hear a distinction made between freedom of speech and subversive activity. If people in the U.S. are openly shouting or advocating death to America, I think that's subversive and not free speech. I'm the only lawyer on today,
right,
but
so tell us the difference in those two things.
I don't know of any, you know.
Is there something specifically subversive?
Death to America without other actions. Are we having trouble hearing, Debbie?
Mm. Yeah, number five is
it's fizzed out. So
it's better.
That's better. Yeah. So, yeah. Del, there is not a legal term for subversive. I mean, there's poor taste and things that you don't want to hear, but they're protected under free speech, right?
You know, there's incitement to riot and that kind of thing. Those things are – no, I think death to America, you know, and I watched the film, the video of – I mean, it was a peaceful rally.
It was, yeah.
But they were definitely,
Omar raised.
They elaborated on what they meant by death to America. They said that means completely taking down the United States of America.
Right.
Dismantling it.
And Omar, their representative, raised $2 million this past quarter.
Their rep, I think, is Rashida Tlaib.
Okay. Well, Omar, I saw this morning.
Also a very radical Muslim.
Yeah, but she raised $2 million this accounting period. So everybody's given to their party and person of choice.
There we go.
How much is Andy Ogle's raise?
You know, I didn't even look. I'm just seeing his dang commercials. Have y'all seen his commercials?
No.
They're running on Real America's Voice about every... They're running back to back the same commercial over and over again, saying if you've got problems with your Social Security or your veterans benefits or you need help getting your passport, call my office. And he's got a Hispanic person with a passport problem and an African American with a passport problem speaking on his behalf. So
It's what a congressman's supposed to do.
That's right. So that's what he's talking about on his commercials.
I mean, I'm so proud of Andy. I mean, this week he has come out against renewal of the FISA Act,
thank God.
You know, Andy's never really been afraid to tackle any issues, but the one thing I think I could say that, not that I'm disappointed, but I'm just kind of questioning as to why he hasn't said or done anything is the whole thing with Sarah McAbee's husband.
Right.
You know, he just sat and saw, and it's one of his constituents, and not taking her phone call or talking to her until just now.
Now, he wrote a letter on behalf of Stuart Parks out of Memphis.
Right, who was a former opponent of his.
That's right.
But,
Stuart Parks got locked up, huh?
He did. Stewie.
He actually admitted during the debates that he was in the January 6th.
He went to January 6th, yep.
Speaking of that, I was in Atlanta yesterday at that police training center that Antifa has been bombing, right? Y'all read about
it. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Seen it on the news, yeah.
Trying to build the Atlanta Police Foundation, which y'all used to be on the board of, and had this thing down there and showed us around what they've done so far. It's really nice. Good training, some shooting range, horses, administration building, 911 call center. It's going to be really nice south of Atlanta. But 175 Antifa members bombed that place, threw bombs, fire bombs at it, and were arrested. 175 were arrested. Zero.
They were arrested, Ron? Were they arrested?
Yeah, 175.
Okay, good.
The ones that did. Yeah, but zero are still in jail, Mr. York. Zero.
Well, they arrested. They got to come to a hearing like anybody else. You know, a lot of people get let out and have to come to a hearing after the fact.
But
January 6th.
Okay, for me, firebombing a police station and walking through the Capitol. Why are these guys out? And January 6th, many of them, I don't know what percent of January 6th people are still in jail, some in solitary confinement, like her husband. Just make that distinction for me.
Right. Come on, Jim.
All of them broke the law. They were trespassing on Capitol property. They did violent things to the policemen. They were engaged in ruckuses. Were identified by cameras, and they were indicted, and the judge and juries gave them time.
So you're okay with Ashley Babbitt being killed for trespassing?
Well, she had no business being there.
God. Well, I said,
oh my goodness.
Okay, so you're okay with her being shot for trespassing?
Okay, I don't gladly celebrate her being killed. But she had no business being there.
Okay,
you certainly celebrate the persecution and torture of January 6th defendants. I can see a smile on your face every time you start talking about it.
Well,
Dale, you weren't up there. You weren't up there in the riot.
Neither were you, Jim.
Those folks that went up there got what they would do.
How about George Floyd? Did he deserve to die? He shouldn't have been there.
No, he didn't deserve. Nobody in the police hands deserved to die.
Well, Ashley Babbitt died of police hands.
Right.
Well, it's unfortunate.
Well, that other woman died.
Oh, it's unfortunate. But you didn't see white folks riding through this country, burning, crap down across this country and burning businesses and hurting people. I mean, you didn't see that, did you?
Who's that other woman, though?
I see Caucasians doing things that black people can't even dream of doing. If we'd had the number of people going to the Capitol, we'd still be burying black people.
Oh, no.
They walked away.
They were burning. They were
indicted.
The September of 2020, Jim, they were burning crap across the street and assaulting police officers with Molotov cocktails and rocks and frozen bottles of water.
Where was that happening at, Debbie?
In Washington, D.C., right where the rest of the stuff was, on federal property.
A whole bunch of people in Washington, D.C., and a lot of them was young Caucasians that they arrested.
Oh, my God, Jim. But not one person is still in jail. No, it's this. I don't even know where to put it because.
Well, we got a two-tier justice system. We can see that now, and it's been here forever. And people all of a sudden they're surprised. Oh, we got a two-tier justice system. How many black men have been imprisoned and then let out after they spend 25, 30, and 40 years in prison, and they didn't even commit the crime?
Black people don't have the monopoly on that, Jim. No, listen, there are innocent people put in jail all the time. There are innocent people, black, white, and brown, that are put in jail all the time. We don't
want as many Caucasians, but Central Park Five was indicted and sent to prison and didn't do anything. Now, one of the guys that was in the Central Park Five has won a city council seat in New York.
You know, Ms. York, what I hear you saying is because of what I perceive has happened to black people in American history, that justifies whatever happens to white people going forward in American history. You know, I get that. But on the other hand, how can we go forward as a nation with that?
I'm not celebrating I'm just saying it happened. You all try to deny it, and you try to deny when crimes are committed by people of your ethnic group, and then you try to cover up for them.
I've spent my whole life, I'm going to listen to that and unpack that one. Like, that's a whole new one. I've spent my whole life thinking that Dr. Martin Luther King showed us a way to go forward together, to heal, and to put the past behind us. That obviously just didn't happen.
Well, yeah, because look at what legislatures across this, mainly the southern states, are doing. They are passing laws against minority voters. They are passing laws just to aggravate the equality principle of trying to work and
Are you saying that because they're asking for an ID?
No.
They're talking about replacement and all kinds of crazy stuff.
You're talking about having to have an ID to vote. That's what you're saying.
No. I want to hear. You say the southern states. Well, I don't know what's going on in Alabama, Mississippi, or Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, but I do know what's going on in Tennessee. Ms. York, name me one such bill or act or law that's been enacted in Tennessee.
A bill or act? I can't remember. I can look them up for you.
There have been several. Clayton's just over here laughing. Clayton, speak up.
I mean, it's just... I'm sitting here thinking about...
Wait a minute, Clayton. Let's just talk about dissolving the board of TSU. That's current. Why did they dissolve the board?
Are you saying because they were black, they should have never been let go? Is that what you're saying, Jim?
They shouldn't have dissolved that board.
All right, let's look.
Another fact, but right before we're going to break here, one more fact. Half the people exonerated under DNA in America as of August 2022, the study done, half were black, half were white. And the half that were black is about the level of the crime rate as the population, not the population itself, but half the rate of the concern. It's white people and black people exonerated over DNA.
Okay, big deal. Half, what's half? They shouldn't have never, that's two-tier justice system, right? By both people that's involved, or anybody that's involved.
There's mistakes made. Doug can tell you there's probably mistakes made in juries and making the GM automobile out there at the plant. There's mistakes made by Tiger Woods, Thursday when he plays golf. People make mistakes, right? There's cost of doing business.
When you have time and time again things happening in the court system, that's not a mistake. That's not a cultural issue.
Again, you're wrong.
That's part of the institution.
Half blacks exonerated over DNA. Yeah, like it's always blacks. Those are always stories you get on TV, no doubt about it.
I don't know where you got that data from.
Look at that, what's
the source? Just give me your
receipts.
Source.
Ron has what's receipts.
The source? You got it.
What's the source? Mm.
This is the a wrongful conviction of the federal government data on federal. I'll send it to you. I'll screenshot it right to you.
Yeah, Mr. York, once again, you say a two-tier justice system toward black people. And, again, that it's always some
project.
Name me one case here in Maury County that you're familiar with that where, there's been a two-tier justice system. Just name me one.
I don't know of any. You're more familiar with the law here, the lawyer issues here. I don't keep up with that. But I know what comes up front in the news where I see across this nation, things are happening to minorities, and it's not happening to anybody else.
Just show me a place where you can show me that it's happening.
North Carolina, the guy spent 44 years in prison, and they let him out. They gave him $750,000.
I'm sure there's one example. There's equal numbers of whites that do that. We can dig those up, and we can slap those around all day long, half and half.
It's 800 miles away. It's not here in Murray County. Let's take a break.
Well, I don't care if it's not in Murray. It happened.
Years, people all over Middle Tennessee have returned to Parks Motor Sales again and again because they get the best vehicles and best service possible. Go to ParksMotorsales.com for options. New Buicks, pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, financing, certified technicians, parts, tires, and more. Then stop by 919 Nashville Highway, test drive a Buick, and see why the Buick Encore and Buick Enclave are among America's most reliable vehicles. Experience the new Buick at Parks Motor Sales.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the Garbage Man. Over 10 years ago, the Garbage Man Incorporated teamed up with former County Commissioner Mr. Glenn Hassey and Keep Murray County Beautiful to provide garbage service for the 8 boat ramps. The county brought in signs and posts, and we provided the carts and weekly service. The Garbage Man Incorporated is proud to be a part of furnishing a much-needed service to the boaters of Murray County. We live in Murray County, too, and are proud to be good corporate citizens. We encourage you to use and enjoy this convenience and keep the Duck River beautiful.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Tui from the Dr. Gill Center. Has your back been bothering you for years? Can't play golf, pick up the grandkids, garden or exercise? Tried everything and nothing works? Call the Dr. Gill Center. We have successfully helped tens of thousands of patients in Middle Tennessee, and you could be next. Call 615-880-9774 and ask about our $49 special. That's 615-880-9774. Because back pain doesn't need to be a way of life. Call me, painfree.com.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. We are financial advisors here in Middle Tennessee. Call us at 931-269-9520 or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Three dudes with a view. My name is Delph Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Delph. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Delph. Good morning, everybody.
All right. Regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews.
Good morning. So good to be here.
And regular special guest dude, Ron Hart. Good morning.
You're muted, Ron.
Some people like that. Good morning.
There we go.
Ron, are you going to Augusta?
Maybe the first time in a while, not this year. Last minute if I do go, but not this year, maybe. Well, it's like rite of passage. You're like this. I'm writing my column this week. It's my favorite time of year, the Masters is, in NCAA basketball. And you know how they make those T-shirts from NCAA basketball, like, Connecticut wins, Purdue wins, you know, they give them to them after the show.
Yeah.
And if you don't win, like Purdue didn't win, they ship it to like a third world country.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm testing the joke. And so instead of that, Biden just suggested he just he'd leave them at the border. They'd pick them up on the way in.
Now, Joe Rogan is saying that Biden's going to be out by May. Did y'all see that?
No.
So that's floating around. But also, this is, speaking of Ashley Babbitt, her family is suing, and I'm not sure exactly what the lawsuit is, Ron, if you've got a clear, or Delk, if you've got a clear thing about the lawsuit, but it was not taking place in the D.C. court system, and the federal government is trying to get it sent to D.C.
Right. Yeah, of course they are. And they may or may not succeed in that, but, you know, the conviction rate on January 6th defendants in D.C. courts has been 100%.
That's right.
100%.
Because as Sarah said,
every jury, they all you got to do is bring them up there and say January 6th, and the jury says guilty.
Right.
There's no fair trial there. There's no due process. It's a hostile forum, you know.
But why is it, isn't it pretty high like that nationwide, Delk, and why do you think that is? Because the resources they have, or I mean, I know it's pretty high nationwide from the for the feds, right? They don't bring anything they can't win.
Well, I mean, that's absurd, though. I mean, we didn't have 100% conviction rate. It was high. It was in the 90s. But first of all, they're rounding up. They're not picking and choosing their cases on January 6th. If you were there, they're arresting you. And there've been some mighty thin cases, like the praying grandmama who was convicted last week.
That's 75, right.
71-year-old grandmother.
She's in jail for a year. Is that right?
Yeah, just went into, you know, you can see her on video. She's watching and praying. That's all she did.
And, you're not giving us all information, Delton. You do it all the time. You don't know the specifics of that case, why she got sentenced. There's more to it than what you're saying. You giving a general statement.
Then give it to us,
that.
Jim, because I've read it.
I don't have it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she was a praying grandmother is what they call her.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of praying people in jail.
Well, I don't think they did arrest that guy for praying outside of an abortion clinic, yeah, in Tennessee.
The
so
vicious vindictiveness is just
speaking of
amazes
abortion.
Me. Go ahead.
Why would Arizona go back and get a law in 1864 to try to block abortion in their state?
Y'all use the 1868 law to get Trump off the ballot as a Confederate soldier.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now they're going to have over 500,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. And the women are raising H-E-L-L. And, Delk, you have always said that's the hill the Republicans are going to die on.
He came out right in the middle of the road on the whole thing. Leave it with the states. He didn't say a national federal abortion bill, no federal abortion ban, things like that, that the hard right or at least the pro-lifers wanted him to do. He didn't take the bait on that, which is good.
That's right.
And I can imagine if Trump ever gets an abortion bill, he'll probably demand a paternity test.
I wonder. If his kid's his kid.
Which one?
Trump.
Obama's kids are his kids. Let's talk about that for a minute.
I think it's totally
because the conspiracy theorists out there are saying Obama's kids are not Obama's kids. They're actually his best friend's kids.
If you weren't there, you'd never know.
So, well, if we're going to talk about paternity, let's talk about paternity.
Baby, daddy's maybe.
Oh, Mr. York said he wanted to talk about abortion. Then he said, why did Arizona bring back an 1864 law?
Yeah.
Mr. York, this is, you know, gee whiz. I mean, the 1864 law has been on the books in Arizona since 1864.
Yeah, but Arizona wasn't even a state then, Del.
I guess it was a territory. I don't know, but whatever. And it's Arizona state law. It's been there, always been there. But and so I presume that Arizona, you know, abortions were illegal in Arizona until 1972 when Roe versus Wade was decided. After that, the law basically became a nullity, but it wasn't repealed. It was still there, and it was just not enforceable. But it was still there. It was still the law of Arizona, but as long as Roe v. Wade stood, it was not enforceable. Well, what the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled, and I mean, this is as simple as, you know, the first week of law school, is that the 1864 law is still there and it can be enforced now that Dobbs has set aside Roe v. Wade. Now, clearly, though, if you look at the and so as a matter of law, the Arizona Supreme Court is entirely right. They're not supposed to decide if it should be the law. That's up to the legislature of Arizona.
So they got to get to work and do what they have to
and
do.
And I think it's pretty clear. You see the polling in Arizona that, that's why it's a hill to die on. I firmly believe if we had a referendum on abortion, legalizing abortion in the first trimester in Tennessee. It would pass, you know, in Tennessee.
That's pretty much the law in Europe, too. The first trimester is kind of the law in Europe as well.
It's 15 weeks. I think it's 15 weeks.
How many weeks you can go.
Yeah, 15 weeks in Europe.
But clearly the people of Arizona, they may have wanted to ban abortion in 1972, and apparently it was banned up until 1972 in Arizona. But clearly the people in Arizona, you see the polls, you hear the discussion of politicians. I mean, you hear Carrie Lake, who's running for Senate out there, is a conservative.
Yes, she was.
Immediately issues a statement saying, look, I'm in touch with the people of Arizona, and they don't want this. And so it needs to be repealed as soon as possible.
But there's a legal process for that. That's the legislature, right? Or a referendum?
You know, I'm not sure. That would be the legislature. And they, we don't have ballot initiatives as of right in Tennessee. You know, you and I can't go out there and get 20,000 signatures and get it put on the ballot, Debbie.
Well, you can, because we tried to do it with the fire hall out here. We needed, I can't remember how many.
Well, I don't.
But we didn't get enough signatures, so it went through.
Well, that's local city. We don't have statewide ballot initiatives unless the legislature chooses to have one. The citizens can't go out and get a petition to have a statewide ballot, something put on the ballot. That's more common in the western states. So I guess they're, you know, so the answer is in Arizona, the legislature or perhaps a ballot initiative or both could repeal the abortion law. And it looks like that's going to happen as soon as
Arizona. And they can put it on August primary ballot.
Yeah, it looks like
they forced the citizens to actually get a referendum to do that. And I think they might have did it intentionally.
Sure, well, they want it on the ballot.
Again, that's just nonsensical. I mean, Arizona Supreme Court did what was clearly, I mean, this is first week of law school stuff, you know. I mean, when legislature passes a law and it goes onto the books until it's repealed, it's still the law. And so the Supreme Court of Arizona is not tasked with deciding on what the law should be. That's up to the legislature of California. So the Supreme
Court. Well, my understanding, they had two laws and they chose the one 1864.
I'm not that familiar with the case, Mr. York.
Yeah. And there were two laws about abortion, and I think they chose the 1864 existing law.
Well, again, that they just decided what the law was. Again, as long as Roe v. Wade was in place, nobody cared. Because it didn't make any difference what the Arizona law said because of the supremacy clause Roe v. Wade governed. Roe v. Wade gets repealed, and now all of a sudden you've got a law that people care about because it's enforceable. Right. But the Arizona Supreme Court is not the legislature, Mr. York. They're supposed to decide what the law is, not what it should be. But now the Arizona legislature and the people of Arizona are going to have to decide what the law should be. And it seems pretty clear that they're going to want to set aside these old laws and to legalize abortion in some fashion in Arizona. You know, and then that's just like Ohio, you know, had a statewide referendum on legalizing abortion. I think, was it first trimester up there, maybe?
I think it was.
Anyway, it passed overwhelmingly. My guess is it would pass in Tennessee. And until Republicans come to grips with it, it's going to be problematic. I mean, right here, less than an hour's drive from us, we had a state House seat in Alabama, which has been red forever, switched to Democrat, largely because of the abortion issue and a special election that was held about 3-4 weeks ago.
So what you're saying is that the Tennessee legislature has the option or the ability to put things on a referendum or on a ballot.
Yeah, I can't remember when they have, though.
Yeah, I mean, you would think as divided as this whole voucher bill is, that would might be something they might want to put on, but I don't think they want to because they know that it wouldn't pass.
That's the only thing I'm familiar with of going on the ballot in Tennessee in recent times, at least, are the constitutional amendments proposed amendments to the Tennessee state constitution. And those have been on the ballot. I believe they were on the ballot last year.
Yeah, people have been calling for referendums on a lot of things, like legalizing marijuana and all that stuff. So, but
like you say, Clayton, they're not going to put vouchers on there, and they're not going to put guns on there, gun reform.
Well, I can't recall marijuana. Can anybody recall in Tennessee a referendum on any law? There's not been one in my lifetime that I know of, and I don't know that Tennessee Constitution and law provide for it. I don't know, but there's been no statewide referendum on anything other than a constitutional amendment, a state constitutional amendment. In my lifetime, is anybody, Debbie, Miss York, Ron?
I don't recall.
I don't remember any.
That's common in Western states usually. Very few Eastern states east of the Mississippi.
Sort of like the recall option that they have out there all the time. Yeah.
Very few states east of the Mississippi have any kind of referendum or recall.
Right.
Okay, let's take a break and come back.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hi,
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hiller Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Heller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyhiller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buydowns, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Hey Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine lock box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly. Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
Okay, we're back. Three Dudes with a View, Wednesday edition. Rainy Wednesday. It's supposed to keep on raining all day, isn't it?
All week, almost.
Okay. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to Ron Hart, who's a native son, favorite son of Columbia. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And regular special guest, dude, Debbie Matthews. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Is Mike Johnson going to survive this thing? He's talking about bringing up a bill to support Ukraine. What do you think?
Nope.
I mean, I'm 100% against more aid for Ukraine. I have no idea why Mike Johnson's doing that.
He's been blackmailed. I'm telling you.
There's a great documentary on Netflix, very long, called Turning Point. It talks about the Cold War leading up to Ukraine. And one thing I didn't remember is that Bill Clinton got Ukraine to get rid of their nuclear weapons. And it was a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Mm-hmm. But he got buffaloed and snookered and out-traded on Ukraine in the 90s, mid-90s. They got rid of their nuclear arsenal. That's why they got invaded. But I don't think it's any of our money to go in there. But it's a great, by the way, Turning Point is the name of the documentary on Netflix. Really, I think school kids should watch it. Seth, it's just a really, it's not really biased. It's not a right, left wing thing. It doesn't seem like it takes a political angle. It helps you understand what's going on in Ukraine and with Putin right now. His desire to get the old Soviet state back, and why he does what he does. It's just tremendously well done.
Okay.
Well, I was just wondering, Mike Johnson, you know, at one point he had said he wasn't going to support Ukraine, and now
he's a completely different person than he was 6 months ago.
He's going to support it, and I don't know what prompted that, but I know he's got a right wing that's vehemently against any kind of support for Ukraine. And
it's hard to govern.
May oust him. You know, I don't know you think they're going to oust him if he pushes that through?
I don't know.
By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene's rumored to have a lot of affairs with her trainers, her personal trainers and stuff. She's kind of had some affairs a lot with, you know, like four or five people at her gym and stuff like that. And I said in a column last week that and she wants to oust, you know, Mike Johnson. So this one of the few instances where she you know, she didn't push her Johnson away.
There we go.
Well,
but it's just a tragedy that, you know, it looks like, again, I keep saying this and you all shout me down every time, Republicans have a hard time governing. They talk a good game to get in office. And once they get in office, they can't seem to.
The problem is when they get into office, Jim, is they look, we have a $34 trillion deficit and we have an open border. And you know who can control that? Congress. And they're not doing squat. They are not doing anything. They are people are getting murdered. There are three.
We're not going to get in that debate.
It is open.
People for asylum.
320,000 people were flown in by your president into this country, well, under the cloak of darkness, and it's like this is going on, and the Congress is the only people that can do anything about it, and they're not doing their job. Period.
We've flown in people from Ukraine. We've flown in people from Afghanistan. We've flown in all kind of people here.
Anybody who doesn't know that we have an open border at this point needs to be sent to a mental health institution.
Yes.
He's saying that because of the election.
Good on Andy Ogles, though. He doesn't flip and flop. He says, you know, before you can listen in on Americans' phones, before you can read their emails, before you can track what they're looking at on the internet, you need to have a warrant.
That's right.
And good on Andy.
Because Pocahontas said this week that she wants to have full, unfettered access to everybody's money and they can see what's going on in your bank and all of that. So that she's trying to push that through the Senate.
You know, but one of the things, of course, the benefits of having X, you know, where you can actually, it's not, I mean, you get a whole lot of competing accounts, you get mm-hmm. a lot of competing points of view. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to sort through it all yourself to decide what makes sense, what seems to be true, what seems to be supported by facts and what's not. But at least you get the information, and it's up to the reader to decide what is.
Unless you already talk about the Republicans can't govern, that is governing. They have big debates about big issues. You got the Republicans that have the hawks, the doves, fiscal conservatives. You got the rhinos. You got the pro-choice, pro-life. You have all different type of Republicans in the party that debate issues. You call that not governing. The Democrats are mindless lemmings. You follow your leaders. You do what you're told. You don't have a debate on anything. You're like a machine. You're like a union. You don't. There's no existential debate that you'll have over any issue ever. You're told how to. Schumer tells them how to vote. Pelosi tells them how to vote. And they vote that way. And it's admirable in a way. That's the way you stay in party in a way. But is it right?
It's not admirable at all.
Why are Republicans leaving Congress like flies? They're just running and resigning. Mike Johnson had an 8-10 House majority. Now it's almost dead even. Say what?
Most Democrats have no marketable skills in the open market. They're full-time politicians.
No, I'd say that's Republicans because, you know, they talk their way there.
You're wrong again.
But the other thing, why are they leaving Congress?
Jobs, businesses, and life outside of politics.
That's
look
right.
at Bob Corker. He's a senator for two terms. He has a big portfolio. Look at Bill Lee, your Governor Lee. He's made money in business. He's a business person.
Right.
Whatever. Name a Democrat that was a business person right. since Ned Ray and McWhorter, who owned the Bud Distributorship.
That's
name
right.
A, they're business all career politicians. Business people aren't cutting it in government.
Business people aren't
cutting it in government.
What are you talking
not
about?
They're not producing policies or governance that helps the American people. And they're leaving Congress like flies. So you're not going to have a majority anymore.
So you
and what's
going to
happen, you're going to have the Democrats save Mike Johnson. That's what's going to happen.
So you're going to say that you want people that only do government in government. That they're the only people that can do good policy, Jim. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying people always talk, they are good businessmen. And when they put them in office, they act like a business. They're looking
That's
for
right.
a profit from
no,
the
No, they're looking
they're
for
looking
things to be run correctly. They're looking for things to be run correctly. Okay?
And they don't have any empathy for people who are less fortunate.
Well,
they are looking at like business, like government.
The government's job is not to do that. Government's job is to be very specific and to make sure it's an equal playing field for everybody on the ground as the rules. Like an NFL team, here's the rules. Now, everybody get out there and play, okay? If you break the rules, you're fined or you're kicked off the field. But it's instead, we've got thumbs waiting down for certain people in this country. Again, I grew up with a middle class. My dad was an iron worker. He worked every single day of his life. I've never known him to miss a day of work, ever, ever. And when I got to college, I could not even apply for a scholarship or anything. Not one cent of money was put aside because I was white, Jim. But
no, that's not
true. It is true. No, it is true.
Most of the students going to TSU that are Caucasian are on scholarship.
Oh, really? Because they're
yes,
the minority there? Okay. Well, I'm telling you that, and my husband was the same way. Grew up in East Carolina. His dad ran the Brooks Brothers sewing plant. They were poor, okay? And I'm telling you, my husband, who went on to be a North Carolina Teaching Fellowship Scholar, when he was going through all of the things to get scholarships or help or whatever, there were just carpets rolled out for the African-American community in this country, anything, everything. And to qualify for it, all you had to have was a C minus. But if you were white, you had to have an A to get it. I'm watching. Listen, that was the qualifications on the scholarship. The minimum they had to get help.
Read the depositions on the University of Michigan admissions case. University of Michigan's admission case. African-Americans, I believe, were like 25 to 30% lower on their boards to get in the school there. Not a little bit. Not a little, a lot.
And the carpet...
Because you don't come from...
We need to discover that in the Texas case, too.
I will put my husband's poverty up against anybody's poverty. And you know what he did? He did it face first, crawling on broken glass. Okay? And he did it without any help from anybody. So I don't want to hear... I don't want to hear that there's a problem. This victim stuff, Jim, is over. Victim.
You are a majority in this country, and you didn't get a fair shake.
We are the majority, except when...
Don't blame the minority for it. Blame the majority.
Okay.
No, we want an equal playing field. And, I mean, I was born in 64. The schools were desegregated. Everybody got the same education I did. Okay.
Well, I was in a segregated school.
That's a long time ago.
Education that you did.
But look at the opportunities you've got, Jim. You were the head of the school board here.
You know the thing about it, Mr. York, is
I'm just one person.
Okay. You keep criticizing. You keep criticizing a Republican Party that doesn't exist anymore.
You're right, Del. It doesn't exist.
The Republican Party's what freed the slaves, Jim.
It's been bifurcated some kind of way to help the American Civil Rights Movement.
Yes.
The Republican Party freed the slaves under Lincoln and also did the Civil Rights Bill.
That's right.
But it's no longer.
That's old. Let's talk about current.
The Democrats.
It is no longer a party of country club Republicans.
No.
It's no longer a party of warmongering Republicans.
That's right.
It's no longer a party of rich trickle down Republicans. It's also not a party of no union.
Left wing people. The Democrat Party has become a party of elite, arrogant East and West Coast liberals.
And minorities.
Look at the House.
They're told they've been done wrong.
Look at the representation of Congress in the House for Democrats, and look at the representation for people in the House for Republicans. And that's the story of America.
What are you talking about?
Minorities are voted in as Democrats.
The House gives a picture of what America seemingly looks like. The Republican.
The majority, you just said the majority of this country's white, Jim. You just said the majority of this country's white.
A picture of the country club.
I've never been a member of a country club, Jim.
Yeah, Ms. York, you're living in 1968.
No, I'm living in 2024. It's still the same. Much hasn't changed.
No, I mean, what the Republican Party is today, and obviously the Republican Party is redefining itself as we speak, but it's not any longer. What are you all redefining yourself?
It is becoming the populist movement, Jim, that is taking every Democrat.
It is now the party of the American worker. Period.
That's right.
Oh my goodness!
It is.
You don't even want equal wages in Tennessee, and you're talking about the equal for the worker. You got a right to work law here in Tennessee, and you're talking about wages for workers. Man, come on!
It's a free market system.
It's growing. It's the party of the American worker. People who get a W-2 are now voting Republican.
The Republicans have never helped the worker. Never.
Well, they've helped the rich. They've helped the rich.
Any business owner that is paying a salary of a person has helped a worker,
I've got some people outside the studio painting in here right now. You want me to go ask them who they're for?
Who they're working for? That's right.
They're Republican, Mr. York.
Well, you got the money to pay them. They working
Claire
for you.
Had a great line one time.
I don't pay them to vote. That's what y'all do.
Yes. Thanks. Somebody finally said it out loud.
All right, folks.
I have never been paid for a vote yet. So, that's not a true picture of what's going on.
You didn't stick your hand out.